Hey, everybody, check this out. Dickies, the number one brand in performance workwear, knows that work is more than just what you do, it's who you are. And just like pro athletes, your work is judged by how you perform on that job. That's why Dickies FlexWork pants and shirts are engineered to give you superior mobility, advanced protection, and enhanced durability. Plus, Dickies Flex is backed with Dickies Unconditional Satisfaction Guarantee, so you know that the Flex Series is made to work as hard as you do. Dickies Flex, engineered to move, engineered to last. You can learn more at Dickies.com. Once again, Dickies.com. Welcome to the jungle. I am Jim Rome. We are live in the Quicken Loans studios. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Nice to have you here. Alvy, if you don't mind, can I get myself a Deca? Yeah. Gotta have it. Now, I do not start every single Friday with that Deca Yeah, but there are some Fridays where I'm feeling that, where I've got to have that Deca Yeah. You got to go into the weekend strong. Start it off with a Deca Yeah. Wait a minute, Rome, what's up? Did you not get enough sleep? Do you not know what's going on? Look at a calendar, Rome. It's not Friday. It's Thursday. It is not Friday. Well, it is for me, clones. I think I'll have another one. Thank you, Alvin. Way ahead of me. Don't even need to ask Alvin for it. You know, I'm not trying to rub that in your face. I'm just saying, it's Friday. I think I'll have one more Deca Yeah.
Today's Friday.
Isn't it, Hood? It is Friday for me. Getaway day, the Rome family going back to Wisconsin, so I'm not in tomorrow. Brian Weber is, and Godspeed, my man. Because if he is, Brad in Corona will be too. More on that later on. So the show sets up like this. Telephone number first, 1-800-636-8686. Start dialing. We are backloading on this Friday, which is really a Thursday. I've got three interviews, but they do not start until the middle of the program. The best time to get through is right now. We are backloading. Coming up in hour number two, Chris Mannix, a senior writer for SI, joins us. I've got Eric Musselman, the head coach in Nevada, at the top of the third hour. Muss has built a monster at Nevada. Eric Musselman in the third hour. Dwayne Casey, the head coach of the Detroit Pistons, also in hour number three. So three really good basketball interviews on the back end of the program. The first end is wide open for you. You have your telephone number. You know to find me on Twitter at Jim Rome and email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. All right, starting with Maryland, because the story changed dramatically again. I hit this thing really, really hard yesterday. I gave you my thoughts on the reinstatement of DJ Durkin. And then the Maryland Board of Regents announced that he is not. Well, actually, the school announced he is no longer the head coach. First, they reinstated him. And as for that announcement, the Board of Regents, the school, the athletic department, they took an enormous amount of criticism, an enormous amount of heat when they brought him back. You know, criticism for how gutless it was, criticism for how callous it was, criticism for the flat-out stupidity in bringing back a coach who oversaw a toxic program, a coach who had a player die on his watch, a death that was entirely preventable. So they reversed course, or at least University President Wallace Lowe reversed course. He announced in a statement that DJ Durkin had been fired as head coach of Maryland. So the Board of Regents brought him back. Lowe fires him. Exactly what changed in that one day? What changed? I mean, aside from anyone and everyone associated with that decision to bring him back getting crucified, what changed? Well, actually, that was pretty much it. Because 24 hours earlier, the chair of the Board of Regents was telling everybody how awesome DJ Durkin was, how awesome he was, and the fact that he was actually a victim and that he was the one who was treated unfairly. They couldn't wait to reinstate this guy and let him get back to doing what he did, namely making players watch vids of eyeballs getting drilled out, serial killers and animals killing other animals. Now, I would say that they could not have handled that any worse than they did, but knowing how they did handle this, give them some time. I'm sure they'll find a way to jack it up even further. And then the obvious question, do they deserve credit for making the right decision? And the obvious answer, hell no, none. No credit for doing the right thing when it should have been done so much sooner. They had months to make the right decision. They had months to review the conditions under which Jordan McNair suffered and died an entirely preventable death. They had months to interview everyone involved with that program, months to learn about the physical and psychological abuse that was taking place in that program. They had months to write a report. And they used all that time to come to a decision that was wrong in every single way. So, no, you don't get credit. You don't get credit for changing your mind to what you should have done all along. This crew of dopes and scumbags looked at a report that said the head coach was signing off on screening videos of serial killers and drills going into eyeballs during breakfast. They looked at that report and said, yep, that's our man. That's our guy. Bring him back. I mean, normal people would hear that or see that report and decide that somebody like that should not be around student athletes, should not be around our kids. The Maryland Board of Regents saw that same report and decided that's the second highest paid employee in the state. So sure, it's never too late to do the right thing. So I'm glad they finally got around to it, but they get zero credit for getting around to it. Because they didn't do it because they thought it was the right thing. They didn't want to do it at all. They did it because they had to. They did it because they were getting hammered by everybody. They did it because they stupidly underestimated the backlash in bringing this guy back. In other words, everyone knew that Maryland was doing the wrong thing except for Maryland itself. So when they now reverse direction and they finally get around to doing the right thing, it's better than doing the wrong thing, but barely. And don't be looking for any credit because you're not going to get any. The DJ Durkin situation was not about Maryland's football program. It was about Maryland as a university. In other words, are they a university with a football team or a football team with a school attached? And if you ask the Board of Regents, it was the latter. And then on top of that, you have a source telling ESPN that DJ Durkin was, quote, surprised by the decision. Hey, listen, I get that. You may think the fact that he was surprised that he got broken off shows how little he gets anything, but I disagree. Because on Tuesday, he had the Board of Regents hyping him and saying that Durkin was the victim. So if I'm DJ Durkin and I hear that, I'd be thinking, man, I got this. I got it made. These people don't give a bleep. They're going to back me no matter what. He probably was surprised. And then 24 hours later, he got fired. Again, the right decision, but one that everybody associated with making it gets no credit for. Like this, for instance, if you had a test in school with the wrong answer and it gets graded, and then you write the correct answer over the wrong answer, you don't get credit for that. That's what this was, a test. A test, and the leaders at Maryland all failed. They failed Jordan McNair in life. They failed him in death. And you shouldn't need the student body, the faculty, the deans, local politicians, literally everybody on planet Earth to tell you that. So, thanks for doing the right thing after trying like hell to do the wrong thing. Now, let's never, ever talk about Maryland football ever, ever again. Let that be the end of it. 1-800-636-8686. Other things to get to today. Did you see Greg Williams yesterday? Interim head football coach of the Browns. Man, what a virtuoso performance at that presser, even for Greg Williams. I mean, this guy said some pretty unbelievable things in the past, but he was in rare, rare form yesterday. I don't want to give any of that away, but it was pretty amazing. So I've got that for you. Coming up, in addition to that, Clayton Kershaw, Dodgers and Kershaw talking about a new contract and apparently are getting close to one. You have to think so, right? I cannot imagine for the life of me this guy wearing any other uniform ever other than a Dodger uniform. So I want to get into that. How close are they? What might that contract look like? And would this guy ever leave? And for what? You know, every last dollar, a better chance to win? Is there really anybody that affords him a better chance to win? I don't see it. Thursday night football. It had gotten so much better. The matchups were better. The games were better. And now we have this. The Battle of the Bay. Raiders and Niners. And didn't that look good on paper when the schedule makers put that down? It did then. It doesn't now. Boy, it's a good thing I'm traveling tonight. Otherwise, I'd have to watch that game. I mean, honestly, I can't not watch Thursday Night Football. There has never been a Thursday game in the history of the world that I didn't see start to finish. Oh, traveling. Can't watch it. Not working. Let's go to the emails quickly. And again, we are backloading. You want to get in the first half of the program. Dear Rome, no credit to Maryland for finally firing DJ Durkin. They didn't do it because they suddenly started caring about Jordan McNair or his family. They did it because they couldn't handle the PR backlash. How badly do you have to screw something up to get the school's young Democrats and young Republicans to join forces against you in our politically polarized society? Maryland needs a thorough house cleaning. The AD, the Board of Regents, the president, they need to go. The Big Ten also should expel Maryland from the conference for their handling of this sorry affair. Tony from Iowa City. War nothing like this ever happening at U of I. War Iowa beating Purdue this weekend. War nothing like that ever happening anywhere ever again. War us never talking about Maryland football ever again. You know it's bad if I'm actually doing wars. I don't do wars. I read your wars. I mean, it's so true. Literally everybody. The only reason they did this is because of the backlash, and the backlash came from everyone, everywhere outside of the Board of Regents. The players, the students, local politicians, faculty, people within the program. What the hell were they thinking? Trying to bring this guy back. No credit for getting it right. Because you know what, by the way, they didn't get it right. Caving into extreme pressure is not, quote, getting it right. They brought this guy back. They want to bring this guy back. They had no idea what the backlash would be. You know, they were thinking, there's going to be some heat, but that's our guy. That's our 10-15 coach. That's our guy. We'll deal with it. It'll blow over. But it didn't. Hey, Rome, yesterday was my Friday. Actually, every day from here on out is going to be the weekend for me. Unemployedly yours, DJ Durkin. Matt in Poland Springs. Hey, Matt, too soon. War Maryland basketball hiring that moron AAU coach who was caught on tape being an ass as an assistant. Derrick Rose getting some run. This one says, are we sure that was Derrick Rose scoring 50 last night? Regards, Derrick Rose's SAT test taker. That's underrated. That's underrated. Whenever you talk about Derrick Rose normally, it's about him blowing out his knees or him saying that he wanted to look ahead to his life post-basketball where he's taking meetings and being in boardroom affairs. Very rarely do you clones go out of your way to reset that he had a, quote, SAT test taker, allegedly. Rome, I will not be at work tomorrow. I'm going to make my crew pick up all the slack. When you are a diva, you get to act like a diva. Signed, Jimmy Butler. T-Wolves are the best, aren't they? And never mind that Butler did what he did and then showed up and he had that practice where he took all the scrubs at the end of the bench and he beat the ones and he MF'd everybody. And then he told Rachel Nichols, yeah, that's pretty much what I did. And then Daryl Morey tried to offer four number ones and Tibbs still didn't want it. And then Jimmy Butler sat out last night's game because of, quote, general soreness. Never mind that he had like a day off before and a day off after. But then again, it didn't matter because Derrick Rose had 50. I love the T-Wolves. Let me tell you about general soreness. I also have general soreness. In fact, I need some help with this. I don't like to bring this to work, things like this, because nobody cares and it's not that much of a thing. But it's becoming a thing. There's a weird thing going on in my life right now. That weird thing being, at about 4 a.m., a couple of times a week, I'm getting these crazy cramps in my calf. Like, I feel like I took a shotgun blast to my calf. That. And, like so bad that I can't get out of bed to stretch it out. That kind of pain. And I'm not sure where it's coming from. But it keeps happening. And not one of those cramps that you get in the middle of the night where you get up and you walk it off and it's gone. Like, I'm walking around with a limp now. Like, I may go Paul Pierce with it and roll in a chair to the gate. Like, what is that? So you're probably like, I know some of you are like, all right, Rome, I have a few questions for you. Are you hydrating? No. Well, does caffeine count? Does coffee count? So here's what's going on. I get on my Peloton, ride it out, sweat it out. Great workout. Love it. Take a hot bath. Get some salts. Sweat it out. Doing things like that. And not really chasing it with electrolytes or even that much water. Probably not enough. But the calf, man, what is that? It's gone from my foot to my calf, and it feels like somebody took a sledgehammer to my calf. And then it doesn't go away. It stays with me for the rest of the day or a day after. And it's happening a couple times a week. Somebody help me out with this. I want to hear from a user of electrolytes.
Someone call someone.
Someone call someone because Rome is walking around with a limp. Someone call someone.
Someone call someone.
Drew in West LA is in. Tonight's NFL game will be painfully boring and unwatchable. Yours, Woodscopes. Uh-oh. Drew. I can't believe you did the Woodman like that. Tonight's NFL game will be painfully boring and unwatchable. Yours, Woodscopes. Uh-oh. In fact, the Woodman's down to like every other week now, right? That's what Hawk was telling me. Raiders, Niners. Yeah, that battle by the Bay is not what it used to be. You know, they always say, you can just throw their records out when they get together. Yeah, do me a favor, throw their records out. They're getting together. The Niners at least have an excuse. The Raiders don't. Chris Mannix, Eric Musselman, Dwayne Casey, all on the back end. Alvy's 4 days that were coming up later on. Brian Weber's in tomorrow. Brand new episode of the Jim Rome podcast dropped. I want to reset that too. Building pros, listen up. If you're a contractor or a builder or a remodeler, Lumber Liquidators Pro Plus is the only partner you will ever need for all your flooring needs. With special pro-only pricing and dedicated support, LL Pro Plus will help you get your flooring jobs done quickly, also profitably. I mean, what more do you want? You want it done quickly and you want to make money. Are you worried about selection and availability? You never need to be because Lumber Liquidators has over 150 million square feet. It's available with over 100,000 square feet in stock at most of their stores. And they stock professional-grade adhesives, underlayment, molding, tools, fasteners, grout. So you can get pretty much whatever you need when you need it. If you're too busy to pick it up, that's not a problem. They will bring your flooring to you. And with LL Pro Plus, you can even get a business line of credit. So put the LL Pro Plus flooring experts on your team right now. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or go to lumberliquidators.com/prosales. lumberliquidators.com/prosales.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
So I come in here every single day and lay out my thoughts on sports. I can look for sports takes, and I'll get phone calls. I'll get phone calls. This isn't one of those shows like, wow, nobody's calling. The problem with this show is people do call. But if you ask for medical advice, then it comes in fast. Then the phone lines really are jammed up. Everybody's a freaking doctor. I know this, and this is why I asked, because I really don't know the answer. I don't know why my foot cramps turned into calf cramps, and it's not a one-off either. And why does it keep happening? And why are they so much worse? I mean, yeah, obviously the muscle's bigger. What's going on here? Am I aging out? Am I not taking care of myself? And why does it stay with you for a day or two? I knew you'd have answers. And I'll get to those in a minute. Also, this email is from Nate Appleton, Rome. It's actually a tweet. Since it's a getaway Friday, can you lay out your Wisco schedule so we can make sure that we have full three-beer bong from the third balcony to impress Jake and Rogan Loam? Regards, the Wisconsin student body.
Rogan Loam.
So over the years, I've done a number of appearances. We have tour stops. We have station visits to most states. I've done this. I've seen almost everything. I have to say, the one tour stop that we did in Madison back in the day was probably the most aggressive one of all when it came to the fans and them partaking in beers and adult beverages. I mean, I've taken the tour. the World Tour back in the day. We went to Sacramento. We went to Cleveland. We went to Kansas City, L.A., San Diego, San Francisco, Phoenix, San Antonio, Jacksonville. I mean, pretty much everywhere. And everybody went hard, but nobody went as hard as Madison. So I've seen their act. And I'm going to see it again on Saturday. I'm not worried about Jake. I'm more worried about my 13-year-old. I'm afraid Logan's going to get away, and he'll be in some tailgate someplace just getting after it. You know, in sports, there are smart moves, and then there are moves that are not so smart. Like getting to practice on time, that would be considered smart. Parking in the coach's spot, not so smart. The same is true when you're hiring. There are smart ways and not so smart ways to get things done. Job sites that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resumes, again, not smart. But posting a job on ZipRecruiter and letting them find the right candidates for you, that is smart. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes. It identifies people with the right skills, the right education, and the right experience for your job, and then actively invites them to apply. So you get qualified candidates and you get them fast. That's why they're rated number one by employers in the U.S. based on Trustpilot ratings of hiring sites with at least 1,000 reviews. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Rome. ZipRecruiter.com/ROME. I use it myself. The product is great. Try it for free. Find the right talent for your right position. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Rome. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Like I said, everybody's a doctor. This says, Rome, hydrate more. When you feel the cramp coming on, point your toes and foot down towards the foot of the bed, then pull your toes and foot up and point them towards your waist. Repeat as necessary. Yeah, it's great, bro. That's great. Except I don't see it coming on. That's the problem. It's in the middle of the night, genius. I don't know when it's coming. Imagine sleeping and everything's fine and somebody sneaks up on you and smashes your calf with a sledgehammer. You don't see that coming. You don't anticipate that. And when you do that, you don't just point your toes in a certain direction. I'm talking about lifting my leg out of bed and trying to get out. I'm on all fours. I mean, it takes everything I have to stand up on that thing. So that's bad advice. D now 34, quote, smart water is the best for all that. All right, that's good. Smart water. Jeffrey Branch, quote, you're dehydrated. Thanks, Jeff. That's helpful, Jeff. Oh, I'm dehydrated. Thanks, Jeff. This is from Cuisine Cousin. He tweets, hey, you are dehydrated. Don't keep playing games or you'll be passing kidney stones, not a doctor. All right, now that's scary. All right, that's legit. So I never experienced that before. My old man used to get kidney stones. My old man was tough. This guy was fierce. My old man. My father had cancer and didn't tell anybody. My father had leukemia and didn't tell anybody. My father had brain surgery and never once complained. I never saw him complain about anything. But he used to get kidney stones. And I can remember he used to kind of urinate into a strainer to try to pass it. And my old man, who never complained, not once, about having cancer, told me, you don't want any part of this. Man, that hurts unlike anything I've ever had. Kidney stones. Dude, that's scary. I've heard somebody try to compare it to male labor. Hey, whatever it is, man, I don't need to be passing a rock or a stone. Bleep that. Hey, Hawk, get me some smart water right away. That's scary. I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. Jeff and Raleigh, cycling, eh? I might have some things to help you out. Sign Lance Armstrong. Nah, I really don't need that help. Not for my Peloton. Peloton's such a great product. Get on that thing 5 times a week, 6 times a week. Ride it out. Do it live. Do it on demand. Do it from my own home. Love it. All right, docs. Everybody's a doctor. Thank you very much. My favorite one is, yo, man, wake up. You're dehydrated. Hey, Rome, when you see that cramp coming, here's what you do. No, they're like earthquakes here in California. You don't see them coming. They happen in the middle of the night when you're asleep, and by the time you're in it, it's too late. Adrian Gutierrez tweets, calf cramps. Just don't eat a ham sandwich while sleeping. That hurts. Signed, Mama Cass. A Mama Cass reset. Even Alvin's got a look of utter disdain on his face. Alvin's got a look on his face like he's trying to pass a kidney stone. Alvin's like, dude, Mama Cass. Wow. 1998 call and they want their tweet back. Van Smack. Yeah, I know, clones. I know. Mama Cass reportedly choked to death on a ham sandwich. Hey, Rome, notice it wasn't a salad. Great. I've heard that joke a million times, too. Probably my own fault for bringing it up, except I really didn't know the answer. Where are these calf cramps coming from? How did they start? When is it going to end? What can I do about it? In the meantime, I've got thoughts on Thursday Night Football, which I will get to in a few moments. Greg Williams, as I mentioned, a virtuoso performance. Man, I could not be happier that this guy's an interim head coach because that means he has to meet with the media once a week. Mandatory. And if he's going to show up the way he did yesterday, name drop the way he did yesterday, make up a bunch of things the way he did yesterday, allegedly, I'm all for it. The Red Sox had their parade. I wanted to get to that yesterday. I was unable to do so. Let me reset that today. You think they'd be used to this sort of thing by now, but they're not. All of that's still ahead. And interviews with Chris Mannix, Eric Musselman, and Dwayne Casey. Dear Rome, come on, man. Quit bringing your outside life to work. Signed, Hawk. Why would Hawk email me? He's on the other side of the glass. Here's your sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS's Super Bowl season continues Sunday with exciting regional action. Once again, you've got Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Pat Mahomes and Baker Mayfield get after it. Kansas City is going to clash with Cleveland. Sam Darnold and the Jets fly to Miami. The Chargers take on Seattle. The resurgent Texans tackle the Broncos in Denver. Check your local listings for the game in your area. Kickoff today at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific with the NFL Today presented by Jeep. At, oh my, it's Brad, tweets, whatever is causing the cramps, I'm sure the high sodium, high cheese, high alcohol Wisconsin diet will clear it all up. All right, there's something else about Wisconsin I need help with. And I honestly don't understand this either. What's with the drinking laws in Wisconsin? There's some kind of weird deal. Like, you not only do you not need to be 21, but if you're with a parent, you can be like 7 or... There's something weird going on. I don't know exactly what it is. And I'm saying that for effect. But there is something weird. Like, you can drink underage there. And again, I'm not worried about my older son. I'm worried about my younger son. I'm worried about my 13-year-old, not my 17-year-old. One more thing that I'm worried about. So I opened the show, and if you heard the show yesterday, and if you heard the show today, I feel really strongly about this. Maryland and DJ Durkin and how badly this was handled. And I spent right off the top. I went hard on this. Then I go to the break, and just at the very last second, out of the side of my mouth, I reference, hey, by the way, I'm getting these cramps, and I'm not sure what they're from. Right now, the reaction is running about 100-1. Cramp advice versus reaction to Maryland. Also, what is that? I know everybody's a doctor. I know everybody's got an opinion on that. But, I mean, this issue with Maryland and the passing of a 19-year-old kid, it's a really important topic. You don't want to react to that. But you've got all the time in the world to tell me that I need to have electrolytes. Or that going to Wisconsin should help. You want to talk sports? I just said it in passing. I was looking for a little advice. Maybe an email, maybe a tweet. 100-1. Let's see what we got here. Trevor Price is in. Trevor Price just texted me, and I quote, "Come on, Raiders." TP needs to get one right so badly. My man is on a cooler. He is a cooler. He's 0 for his last five. He's missed five picks in a row on the RPO. He's already starting in. Come on, Raiders. He's Batman. At Chap339 tweets, "It's not a leg cramp. It's a spiritual rub from my friends. You're welcome, Amethyst." Amethyst jumped the day. And one more tweet before I give you my thoughts on Thursday Night Football. Shawshank Andy tweets, "Jim, I can relate. I've got a bad cramp in the back of my neck and head. Signed, Bob Crane." The fact that Bob Crane is a thing on this show, years and years and years and years and years ago, we talked about Bob Crane. Legend of Bob Crane. Remember the actor, the famous actor? Apparently was running around the country, having sex, videotaping the sex, you know, dirty stuff, allegedly, reportedly. Kind of dirty, filthy stuff. Running around the country, having sex, videotaping it, and irony of all ironies, died when somebody cracked him over the head with a tripod. For some reason, some of you find that amusing. Not me. All right, so can we get back to the show? Can we talk sports? Thursday means Thursday Night Football. And in the past, when you talk about Thursday Night Football, it's like a recipe for jokes about bad pizza, bad sex, bad football. As in, there's no such thing as any of that. But if we're honest, it does feel like for the first few years of TNF, the Bengals played in the rain like every other week. And the games were always crappy. Always. But not anymore. The Thursday night games have been much better, especially of late. For example, week 3, you had that epic game in Cleveland that finally snapped the Browns' losing streak. That wasn't just the best Thursday night game ever. That may have been the best Thursday night ever. And then that was followed up by Jared Goff's near-perfect game in the shootout with Minnesota that announced that football was officially back here in Los Angeles. And that's the other thing. It was Minnesota at Los Angeles, a great matchup, because the matchups have been much better on Thursday night lately. So you're going to get better football. So you can have all your jokes about Thursday night football. Myself, I'm going to have my TV turned on to Thursday night so I can check out the schedule. Oakland and San Francisco, the Raiders and the Niners, the Battle of the Bay, the final meeting between these two legendary franchises before the Raiders bounce and they go to Las Vegas or San Antonio, or wherever the hell they're going to be next year. 8 Super Bowl wins between these two teams. So you know what they say. You can throw out the records when the Niners and the Raiders get together. And you sure as hell better throw out the records, because the records are 1-6 facing 1-7. A combined 2 wins and 13 losses, taking the field tonight in prime time with the entire nation and Trevor Price watching. My man will be gripping so hard. Trevor, how badly do you need your team to win in a 1-7 and 2-6 matchup? You know, it'd be so easy to clown the schedule makers for this one. Like, why the hell would you ever put two terrible teams on in prime time? Easy, because they weren't supposed to be that bad. And the 49ers would not have been that bad if Jimmy G did not shred his knee in September. But the second his leg went, so did their entire season. Remember, this is a Niners team that had started to turn it around last year, and there was actually some buzz around Kyle Shanahan, Jimmy, and the team that John Lynch was putting together. Then they lost their franchise quarterback, and then their backup got injured. And now they're going to start somebody maybe named Nick Mullins tonight. And no, Nick Mullins is not some lucky fan contest winner. He's an actual quarterback, and he might get the start tonight. I mean, sure, he hasn't taken an NFL snap in his entire life, but listen to the praise from Kyle Shanahan. Quote, "He's as ready as you can be. Nick's a very smart guy who works at it nonstop. He'll be able to go in there and execute the offense and knows what he's doing. I thought he played well in the preseason. Nick comes in there. He moves the chains. He competes hard. He made some plays with his legs and his arm. Guys believe in him, and he's as competitive and confident a guy as I've been around. He noticed there's not a lot of praise about this guy's talent or natural ability. Just a lot of attention for his attitude. Yeah, great. As is the endorsement that he, quote, will be as ready as he can be. I'm not here to crack Shanahan. I mean, I'd be saying the same sort of thing, too, if I had to run Nick Mullins out there, whoever the hell that is. So the Niners have an excuse. A football thing happened to them. The Raiders, on the other hand, do not have an excuse. A football thing did not happen to them. A John Gruden thing happened to them. He rolls into town, and instead of turning the clock back to that 12-4 season they had in 2016, he's turned it back to the 4-12 years, if they're lucky. Now, you don't need me to remind you what he's done. Trading Khalil Mack, losing the locker room, losing a ton of games, and turning a 6-win team into a 2- or 3-win team. The biggest win of the season was not an actual win. It was the Amari Cooper trade. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think this is what Mark Davis was expecting when he signed Gruden to that fat deal. At least nobody publicly was talking about a demolition and a rebuild at that time. Instead, they're paying Bill Belichick money for Joe Bugle results. And at this rate, they'll be lucky if they can reach the dizzying heights of Joe Bugle's 4-win season. Hey, but don't get it twisted. There is a lot at stake tonight. Like the inside track for the top pick in the draft. These two juggernauts are battling it out with New York. And fortunately for the Giants, one of these teams has to win. Unless they somehow both find a way to lose. And that's the only way the viewer is going to win. But nobody wants it worse than Trevor Price. Trevor Price wants this worse for the Raiders than John Gruden does. In fact, Gruden doesn't want it for the Raiders. Gruden is on a plan to tank. I mean, for Gruden, if you heard that, that'd be a reason to go. I don't know, John. If you're getting rid of your best player and you're looking to get rid of former number ones, I don't think that you're trying your hardest to win. Hey, you got a plan, that's fine. I'm fine. I'm fine with them rebuilding. I'm fine with them having a plan. Just own the plan. And don't tell me you're trying to do everything you possibly can to win every single Sunday when you're getting rid of your best player. Trust me, nobody wants the Raiders to win as badly as Trevor Price does. That, or my man's going to show up on Monday, 0 for his last 6. I don't know, Trev. I know you need this, but do you really want to count on the Raiders to bail you out? 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to the phones. Like I said, everybody is a doctor. Everybody is a doctor. This guy says he's calling from UCLA. He glossed himself Dr. Bad Cramp. Isn't there a rule about self-glossing on the program? Not if you're a real doctor, I guess. What's your field of expertise, Doc? Bad cramps? Dr. Bad Cramp. All right, it's Friday. It is for me anyway. I'll play along. Let's go to, quote, UCLA. Dr. Bad Cramp. Hey, Doc, what's up?
Hi, good morning, and it's actually a bad cramp. I'm actually a movement muscle disorder specialist for over 30 years, and you know what you're seeing in that. There could be a lot of things with that. You know, you could be working your calf muscles too hard. Maybe not stretching, dehydration, magnesium or potassium deficiency, Jim. Or it could be something a little bit more serious. Maybe a problem such as your spinal cord, side effects of medication, or you know, you could just have to take a big dump.
There it is. I knew he'd pay it off at some point.
You don't like that comment.
I don't like that comment. Not a very good
call. Yeah, I knew it had nothing to do with magnesium or potassium or the possibility of a spinal cord issue, maybe a kidney stone. Nope. I knew that dope, and I know that voice too. That voice has got to belong to Jeff in SoCal. I knew that dope would pay it off at some point. No, that's not what that is. A movement was not going to fix that. I'm not sure what it is. I just know that a movement was not going to fix it. All right, anyway, everybody is a doctor. Yep. If I needed Peter McNeely's advice, I would have asked for Peter McNeely's advice. Chris Mannix next hour. Eric Musselman next hour. Dwayne Casey in the third hour. Alvy's 4 days that were in the third hour. I'm off tomorrow. Brian Weber is in. Once again, the reason I'm off tomorrow is we are going to Wisconsin. Check out the Badgers and Rutgers. Go on campus. Jake Rome's going to talk to a few professors. The Rome College Tour continues. So that's why I'm off tomorrow. But my man Brian Weber's got it. All right, we're coming right back. And when we do, we're talking Browns football. Greg Williams getting nice at the dais. That topic is next. Don't go anywhere.